Peanut farmers are busy in the field right now planting their crop, hoping that some of the excess produced last year can move into the export market. The good news, U.S. exports are showing positive numbers in all three areas of raw shell peanuts, peanut butter, and in-shell peanuts. They're up 41% during the month of March compared to March of last year. Raw shell peanuts for the year now is up 3.3%. Top buyers on raw shell peanuts are Canada, Mexico, the Netherlands, then comes Vietnam, and the United Kingdom. But all of those raw shell peanuts is the biggest volume shipped out of exports. Peanut butter is also up 5.4%. Again, the top buyer is Canada, but the number two buyer in peanut butter is Germany, followed by Nigeria, Mexico, and Japan. Those are your top five buyers in peanut butter. On in-shell peanuts, the big surprise is China is the number one in-shell peanut buyer. This year, they are buying in-shell peanuts and converting them to peanut oil because of a shortage in their country. They're showing now a 37,000 metric ton volume compared to the second one, which is only 11,000 metric tons. But in-shell peanut shipments is up 39.6% compared to last year, and that is for a seven-month period. China is number one, Germany number two, Vietnam number three, and some of those are finding their way into China. Canada's number four, and Spain number five. But China is by far the top buyer of in-shell peanuts, followed by Germany and Vietnam purchases. The value, $454 million. That's up 3.6% from the total volume of last year. Total volume up 8.6, value up 3.6. But this will be able to utilize some of the excess peanuts of the carry forward as farmers get ready to plant this crop. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.